With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Tom DeMontier. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneak Reviews Video, specializing in foreign, classic, and independent film. Watching Superman Returns is like being a baby bird. There's the expectation you will stomach fragments from a previous meal. Masticated processed bits can create an exceptional cinematic casserole. However, in the case of Superman Returns, they fail to command and inspire. The film begins with a promising homage to the past, but this goose-pimpled sentiment and teasing quickly turns into static competence and wall-to-wall special effect. And where is the awkward magic of the previous four films? Few were good, they were at least loud and campy. Perhaps Superman was simply better during the Cold War. In Superman Returns, the stakes are low and the trowel of convention is there to smooth out any rough edges. And bring back Superman's old costume. Royal blue and red, please, not muted blue and crimson. Brian Springer's resume is too strong to make Superman Returns flounder towards impotence. Springer does manage to get the best from Kevin Spacey. You may remember their fruitful pairing in The Usual Suspects. Spacey takes the character of Lex Luthor to new promontories, creating an overripe villain that virtually drips off the screen with dynamic possibility. Possibility that dissipates due in large part to poor writing. Sadly, Superman and Luthor have little shared screen time, and their banter is as bland as it is guarded. And Kate Bosworth needs to brush up on her Margot Kidder. Lois Lane smokes and sputters tacky one-liners because she's neurotic and tightly wound, a point Bosworth misses from the get-go. The camera of this review now pans to Superman, or should I say Brandon Routh. Routh honors the memory of Christopher Reeve with mimetic precision, juxtaposing Clark Kent and Superman on clear, distinct terms. Routh's green charm, elegance, and simple polish allow him to firmly grasp such epic reins. Before she died, Dana Reeve gave her blessing to Brandon Routh and his portrayal of the Man of Steel. And sentiment aside, I think she's not all wrong. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Tom DeMontier. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneak Reviews Video, returning video to the art of film on 250 West just past U Heights. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.